The book of Philippians, chapter number 4. Philippians, chapter number 4. A man said, you help me while I preach. See what God's going to do in this service tonight. I know where I'm headed if I can just get there. Sister MacDonald, I stayed in my study the majority of Saturday, almost all day, and preparing for Sunday. Brother Shepherd preached for us Sunday night, did an excellent job. Then yesterday, I was in and out of my study almost all day long. I'd come out, she said, you got it yet? I said, not yet. I thought I had it, but it left me. You ever been there? But it left me. And finally, after a time of praying and asking the will of God for this service, and I've learned through years of preaching one or two meetings that the most critical are the first and the last. And great God, I consider all of them being critical. But tonight, I want to reach out, try to help you, and try to encourage you in this service tonight. Philippians chapter number 4, when you have it, say amen. Verse 19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. But my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I want to preach to us tonight on the greatest need that God ever supplied. The greatest need that God ever supplied. We know tonight that many needs that God has supplied down through the years, many times that God has blessed, a lot of times as charismatic people in this hour that we're in, the majority of the time that's what we're looking for. Supplying the need of my life. Supplying the physical need of my life. Supplying the financial need of my life. We find in the Word of God, he tells us concerning about the children of Israel. He supplied for Israel, his people. Deuteronomy 2 and 7 tells us that he makes mention concerning how that God supplied and God ministered unto them. For the Lord thy God hath blessed thee in all the works of thy hand. He knoweth thy walking through the great wilderness these 40 years. The Lord thy God hath been with thee. Thou hast lacked nothing. God has been with you. You haven't lacked anything. God has ministered and God has helped you. We find this general, we find this man of God that is telling the children of Israel, God was with you. God watched over you. God helped you. God supplied every need that you had. Which he tells us in the Word of God that in the time in this, during the 40-year period of time, did not God watch over you? In 40 years, did not God keep his hand upon you? I know that only two came out of that 40-year period of time, but yet I honestly believe there were many in the 40-year period of time as 20 years went by, 25 years went by, 30 years, and on, they said, God is supplying for us. God is ministering for us. I'm in a great wilderness, and we're wandering and wandering and wandering around and around, but yet in the great wilderness, God has always supplied. In the great wilderness of my life, in the great wilderness of your life, hath not God supplied for us? Has not God been with us? Has not God helped us? Has not he put food on the table, clothes on our back, shoes on our feet? Hath not God provided for us? Did not he say in the Word of God, the Lord thy God hath been with thee, thou hast lacked nothing. God's been with me. I've lacked nothing since day one, whether 1959, whatever year it was, that you made up your mind to serve God. You made up your mind to commit everything to God. You made up your mind for me and my house. I know what the writer was talking about. I know what Joshua meant that day when he said, for me and my house, but yet for me and my house right here. For me and my house will serve the Lord. For me and my house, I've made up my mind. For me and my house, I will serve God. And I want to shout it tonight. Never been a time that God has forsaken. Never been a time that God has not met the need. Every one of us have seen the time when the course was empty. Every one of us have seen the time when the meal barrel was running dry. Every one of us, sir, have seen the time when we wondered, when, God, are you going to move? But yet the writer said, God hath supplied all of my needs. And I lacked nothing. I didn't lack anything. God was there in the troublesome time. The writer said, He clave the rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink as of out of the great depths. In the wilderness will God supply my need. The writer said, in the great wilderness, God will be there. In the great wilderness, when the sun is bearing down. In the great wilderness, when it appears there is no hope. In the great wilderness, when I wonder what and when will God move. But yet, in the great wilderness, God gave me drink, thank God, out of the great depths. God can supply all of my needs. The Lord will supply all of their needs. And the writer said they lacked nothing. I was in a motel room there this afternoon. I read it one more time, and the Word of God concerning Jesus said to His disciples, when I sent you out without purse, scrip, and shoes, lack ye anything? And they said nothing. We lack anything when you sent us out. Preacher, brethren, have you lacked anything through the years? Have you lacked anything? Whether you're traveling all the way from Portland, Maine to California, have you lacked anything? But my God shall supply. But my God shall minister. But my God shall take care of me. I like what Paul says, my God. In other words, he's saying, I don't know what your God's going to do, but I know what my God's going to do. Two times in the book of Philippians, you're going to read chapter number 1, he says, my God. He says, it's a personal thing. He said, my God's going to take care. My God is going to supply. I want to tell you, Confucius, Muhammad, and all the rest of them that still laying in a grave death. But my God shall supply. But my God, it is a personal thing tonight. He will take care of me. If He has to have a man to come and to smite a rock when there is no water, if He has to have manna to come down from heaven, my God will supply. I said, my God will supply. I know there's a lot of charismatic churches tonight that left me to run by and preach this message to them. If I didn't give them some pure vanilla blue ribbon holiness added into it. But I'm telling you tonight, I want to shout it. I want to tell us one more time, God will meet our need. I've seen the time just like you have. When, God, are you going to move? The Bible tells us He rained down manna. He gave them the corn of heaven and feathered fowls like the sand of the sea and let them fall in the midst of the camp. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, they cried out. I mean, we're tired of the manna. Great God. I mean, God had manna. God ministered unto them and God helped them. But the writer said there came a time they desired to have some meat and He gave them meat. And the quail came in. I love to hear Brother L.D. Savage tell about on the hillsides there when the snow, you've heard him tell it perhaps, and the snow was coming, nothing to eat. His family got down, his dad, and they got down and prayed and said, God, we don't have anything to eat. And about that time, they heard something hitting against the wall of the house. Went outside, and there was a covey of quail, and it flew into the side of the house. And God provided. Let it be a covey of quail, whatever it may be. Let it be somebody having to come up and giving us a Pentecostal handshake. Let it be somebody driving 300 miles and say, God moved upon me and God dealt with me to do this or do that. But my God, I said, but my God, thank God, my God, I won't ever devil, I won't ever demon, I won't ever power of hell to know tonight. My God, thank God of heaven, I said, my God shall supply. My God shall supply. I mean, right in the midst, God shall supply. I mean, let it fall in the midst of the camp. There's not many Christmases that goes by that we don't remember in the household of the MacDonald family when no Christmas, no money, no nothing. I went to the mailbox. Here it is. A man that works at a post office sent me a money order for $50. And sir, that's back when $50 was 50 American dollars. I said, we'll have a Christmas now. We went down and bought, help me here, Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Black Bart. You think that's legal to do that? Yeah, it is. When you got three boys at home or in the cowboy business, it's legal to do that. I mean, brother, we took that $50 and bought that for them boys. Here about 2 years ago, we had Christmas, and we're always at my home, Lord will. We's in my house, and I'm looking around. God blessed me with a beautiful home like He has you and whoever. But we're around the house, and Sister MacDonald, Shad, Shannon, Todd were sitting there. She said, there's something else Mama wants to do. There's something I want to do before we go ahead and have supper, whatever. And she went, got those old, had them up in the attic, brought them out, said, here it is, God bless. I want to shout it, thank God, has God supplied. Come on, I feel the Holy Ghost. Thank God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Has God been good to you since you took that step, since you make up that mind, your mind? I'm going to live for God. I'm going to serve God. You lying devil. He never said it would be easy. He never said there wouldn't be trouble. He never said there wouldn't be trials. But thank God I heard Him say, I will be with you always, even to the end of the world. Come on, lift your hands and love God. But my God shall supply. But my God shall meet the need. He supplied for them. Have you lacked anything? And the disciples came back and said, we lack nothing. Nothing. You provided for us. You gave us food. And on and on and on. My God supplied for Israel. It's been estimated where 600,000 to 3 million people came out of Israel bondage, Egypt bondage. And during that time, God provided and God supplied and met the need for them. I mean, some 3 million perhaps. We find the Word of God. God supplied the need for Elijah. God supplied the need for 600,000 to 3 million. He met the need. But now here it is, a man of God that stands, preaches the Word of God, a man of God that walks into the presence of a king and said, I want you to know it's not going to rain until I pray. I'm telling you, there's going to come a drought here. He said, you can send your money to Oklahoma Prayer Tower or Baton Rouge or everywhere you want to send it. You can call on what preacher you want to call on. But he said, I'm telling you, it's not going to rain until this man prays. It's not going to rain until I pray. And the Bible said that he went and got by a brook. And God fed him every morning. God fed him every evening. I'm telling you, the ravens come. You know, ravens have always been a type of the sinner. And I want to shout it tonight. They've been sometimes when these doves of God say, amen. I said, they've been sometimes when the doves of God didn't do what God said. And God had to send a raven. But he sent a raven. Every morning, every evening, one man said about sundown, that raven, let me give you imagination, you know, that's the biggest nation in the world. You know that, don't you? I mean, that raven went by and looked at that porterhouse, great God, medium rare, grabbed hold of it, took it to the man of God. He said, I don't believe that. That's all right, no matter what you do or not. It's good preaching anyhow. But I'm praise God. He fed that man every morning, every evening. God supplying. What are you trying to say, preacher? I'm trying to tell us tonight with no reservations that God went from 3 million to one. I said God went from 3 million to one. God supplied with him. The brook dried up and on and on and on. And there came a time that he stood in the presence of the man of God, coming to the king, and told him what God had said. And then the word of God tells us he fled. He left. I mean, as long as he was standing there running on the power of God, and there's a lot of folks, as long as the runners are, listen to me carefully, and I do not downgrade this prophet one bit, but there's some people, as long as they're running, as long as the runner's there, as long as they can feel it, but let a little persecution, let some Jezebel jump up. Say amen now. I said, let some Jezebel, let some Ahab, let some backslider, let some motor mouth run their mouth a little bit. I'm ready to run. I said, I'm ready to run. Great God of heaven, let me tell you something, sir. Thank God it's better to run for God than run from the devil. Say amen. I said, it's better to run for God than run from some mouth. And he went and got up under a juniper tree. And that's something. I mean, we find here in the Word of God, the man goes, gets up under a tree, and he requested for himself, let me die. I've had enough. I mean, they're not saying, praise the Lord, glory to God, help him Jesus when I preach anymore. Let me tell you something, sir. You know why? I thank God for every amen, bless him, Lord, and hallelujah. They sometime when they're not there. I've been to some churches, I mean, brother spend like half the time preaching. Help me now. Help me preach. Come on now. Help me say amen. Come on now. Get in. Get in. Great God of heaven. Preach on. Well, that didn't cost you nothing. But I'm telling you here, we find this man, he was despondent. This man was discouraged. Does the preacher ever get down? Does the preacher ever get to a place? Sure he does. I'll tell you something, sir. Sure he does. But we find he ran. I'm telling you, when a day's journey lay and slip under a juniper tree. And the Bible tells us in the Word of God, and he looked and behold, there was a cake baking on the cold and a course of water at his head. I love that. For my God shall supply. For my God shall supply. Whether it be 3 million or whether it be one preacher man that's going through a struggle. Say amen. I said, whether it be a whole church or just a man of God and needs God. I prophesied. I preached. It come to pass what I said. I don't understand it, God. I'll tell you something, sir. Maybe you're out of the tree. But he knowed my down sittings and my uprising. He knows where I'm at. He knows what we're facing. He knows what we're going through. You mean to tell me, Brother MacDonald, that God will feed 3 million in the wilderness? Yes. God will feed one man under pressure, under trouble, under trial. Whether you be the preacher, whether you be some lay person, I'm doing the best I can do, Brother MacDonald. I'm living the best I know to live. And I don't understand some things. There have been some things in my life that I haven't understood either. There's been some times I didn't say why. I just said, I don't understand. But in the process of being under that tree, I awoke, and here's food. I awoke, and here's nourishment. I awoke, and here's something to make it. And the Bible said he did eat and drink and laid him down again. And the angel, Lord, came again the second time. Sometimes it takes more than one touch. Sometimes it takes more than just one touch from heaven. But the Bible said he came, ministered unto him, and he said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. Arise and eat. You've been going through a struggle. You've been going through a trying time, but I'm going to give you something for the journey. It's too great for thee. But if you'll study it out in the Word of God, this man traveled miles and miles and miles and miles. Days and days went by, and he held on because of that one meal. I want to shout it tonight. My God shall supply for me, sir, when I'm in the great wilderness. When the whole church is going through it. When the whole church is there. God, will you move and help us? I gave you matter. I gave you water. Will God supply when I'm the only one? When everybody else is shouting. When everybody else is running aisles. When everybody else is getting anointed. But I can't get anointed. Hold on, brother. Thank God it's a coming. I said, hold on. Praise God, he's going to feed you. Hold on, God's going to bless you. I said, God's going to help you. I don't care how hard the struggle is. Will God? Yes, he will. But yet, sometimes we still ask, Lord, don't you see me? Lord, don't you care? Lord, don't you know where I'm at? God, aren't you concerned about me? He fed him. He took care of him. He went into a cave. But then there came a time that he took him. Make it through the trying time, my friend. Hold on. Here it is. One more hallelujah. One more glory to God may get you over the hump. Woo! Will he supply? He supplied for Samaria in time of famine. He supplied the best wine at a wedding. He supplied food for the 4,000 and 5,000. He supplied and gave sight to the blind, caused the lame to walk, the dumb to speak, the dead to come back to life. He was and is the great supplier. He was and is the great supplier. Will he supply the physical? Will he supply the spiritual? Will he supply the financial? I've got a book that a brother sent me through the mail the other day, Concealing Ward in Perils of My Brethren. And in that book, he tells a lot of different things that he went through as a preacher of the gospel. He tells about being in Bakersfield, California. Came a time that his wife got sick, went to the doctor. The doctors come, tell her it's cancer. She's got cancer, and she's in bad shape. He said, we were praying, seeking God. Said they took her back, was going to do exploratory surgery, took her back into a room. And in the process of being in that room, Brother Rusty, his wife said these words, said, I'm crying and weeping, God, I don't understand this. And said she turned to the wall and looked at the wall, and there written on the wall was the word cancer, was the word cancer. And she said in the process of looking at that, she saw a red line come through that, and the word went from cancer to cancer. Thank God of heaven. I said it went from cancer to cancer. Amen. She came out. The doctor came back and told her, there is nothing. We have not found anything. Thank God. He said never again was she bothered with that. My God shall supply. I said, my God shall supply. Sure, there's some that the red line didn't come through. Whatever it may be, but God's still God. I said, God's still God. I said, God's still God. It don't make any difference. Many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. On a shatabah, shatabah, no terebi shutriakabahaya. But my God, woo! My God, He was and is the great supplier. Don't you listen to me? My never again list. Never again will I confess I can't, for I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Never again will I confess lack, for my God shall supply all of my need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Never again will I confess fear, for God hath not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I sat in my study over a year ago. My phone rang. Brother Joey Hatt answered the phone. I was facing my Euryclodon. So I got a verse of scripture for you. I said, here. God had not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. He said, you lay hold on it. There'll be a time you'll preach to the great congregation again. My never again list. Never again will I confess weakness. The Lord is the strength of my life. The people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Never again will I confess defeat. God always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. Never again will I confess lack of wisdom. Jesus Christ has made unto me wisdom from God. Never again will I confess worse frustration, for I am casting all my care upon Him who cares for me. Never again will I confess bondage. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I'm not going to confess it. I'm going to hold on to God. The never again list. You lying devil, never again will you tell me this. For my God, come on, say it with me. For my God, say it again. For my God, for my God, for my God. Thank God for my God, for my God, for my God. For my God. For my God. Come on, lift your hand and love God. For my God shall supply all of my needs. God will supply the greatest need that God ever supplied. Physical. On and on, let's do it. But my God supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. The greatest need that God ever supplied, Christ said it Himself. Christ brought the words to us Himself. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The greatest need that God ever supplied was Christ. Christ. And you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. Emmanuel, God with us. Emmanuel, God with us. Little hands there, little fat chubby hands that one day that spikes will be driven through. I mean, here it is, a mama that's looking down and praying, or perhaps looking up praying to God, but God lies in a manger. And so we find, hadn't it always been amazing? We find Emmanuel, Christ said it here in the Word of God, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever, that if Russell believes, that if Noah believes, whoever it may be, can I be saved? I can be saved. Can I find Christ? Can I find salvation? The Bible said in the Word of God, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. Thank God for a legacy that He fed 4,000. Thank God for a legacy that He fed 5,000. Thank God that one day in John chapter 11, that He walked before a tomb and said, roll a stone away. And He spoke with the voice of omnipotence, Lazarus, come forth. But I want to tell you the greatest legacy that Christ ever left, that He came to seek. He came to save whosoever will. I said, whosoever will, He's still saving. He'll save the whoremonger, the dope addict, the prostitute, the woman at the well. While we were yet sinners, Christ loved us, gave himself for us. Who's going to go for me? I will. I will, he says. He restores my soul. He gives new life to my soul. I am come that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly. Preacher, you don't know what I've done. You don't know how I've lived. You don't know how many times I've tried it. Try it one more time tonight. I was preaching a meeting many years ago, and a pastor at service over with, Brother Noah. And I appreciate our pastor here. But anyhow, a man came to pray. And I made mention, I said, well, thank God this man prayed tonight. And he said, he prays every meeting. And Russell come alive. I said, you know, this could be the one where he sticks. This could be the one where he passed from death unto life. This could be the one where his name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. This could be the one that young person sitting on the sound of my voice, that mother, that dad tonight, it says, there is no hope for you. I come to tell you tonight, there's hope. I come to tell you tonight, Christ loves you no matter what's been said, no matter what's been done. Will God save me? I was preaching in a distant state. I preached there. I was up every morning at 6. The pastor was that man, he was a goer. You hear me? The church was a large church, very large church, balcony, the whole shooting match. God had given us revival, a move of God. One night I saw, God knows my heart, this auditorium 70 feet wide, and I saw those seeking the Holy Ghost all the way from this front step to that pew. They were that thick all the way across. And God spoke to me that night and told me, we're going to lay hands on people for the baptism. And God spoke to me and said, I'll do the laying on the hands tonight. And as a young lady, there was an exit on this side. And God moved on me. I told her, I said, I want you to open that door. And when that door shuts, the power of God going to fall in this place. I'm telling you, every eye in that tabernacle was on that door. That door, honestly, I didn't think it ever closed. I mean, she pushed it open. But when it did, the fire of God fell. That man told me, he'd been there 28 years. He said, never saw that many baptized. I give God the glory in one meeting. But he said, I want you to stay with me. And I prayed about it. I said, I can't do it. I said, God's moving on me to leave from here. I pulled across 2.5 states. I went to a church running 20 people in Sunday school, and was doing good to have that many in the night service. And I was there one night, sitting on the front pew. I walked up to preach, and in the process of preaching, a man came in, long-haired t-shirt, a blue jeans on, didn't have any shoes on. I'm telling you, I'm preaching. He's, looking at me in so many words, almost cussing me. And he turned and walked out. I kept preaching. He went out the side door. I thought he had left. In a little bit, he came walking back in. I kept preaching to the lost. I kept preaching to the lost. I gave an altar call. Everybody else came. He stood there. I walked back where he was. He got in the middle of the aisle. He said, you take one more step, I'll knock you down. You take another step, I'll knock you down, brother. I just grabbed him, got hold of him, and the power of God got hold of him. Salvation came. I said, salvation came. Thank God. Whosoever will. It doesn't make any difference what you've done. It doesn't make any difference how much you've cussed, how much you've drank, how far in sin. Amen. You may be the woman. You may be the man at the well. But Christ said, I've got to go to Samaria. Thank God of heaven. I've got to go to the lost. The greatest need that God ever supplied was when he supplied Christ. Listen to me. But my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God supplied Christ. Christ supplied the blood. The blood supplied eternal life. For without shedding of blood, there is no remission. You get it? God supplied Christ. Christ supplied the blood. The blood supplied eternal life. What did I preach to us? God supplied the need for the multitude. He supplied the need of a man. And God supplied the Messiah. You're here in this building. You're lost. Our pastor spoke about the net out. Is there doubt in your mind where you are with God tonight? Song leader, come please. Prepare a song for me here. Listen to me too. Truly tonight I've come to give you eternal life. Truly tonight I've come to give you the joy, the peace that hell has pulled away from you. And I tell you, saith God, I will help you if you will come. You can be as others. You can go home another way tonight. You can go home with a satisfaction in your heart and your life. I am a child of God. Stand with me, please. But if you'll come, sing that just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me. Just like you are. What am I going to do? God loves you tonight. God supplied the need, all my needs. People in this building tonight, the Bible said he rained on the just and the unjust. Even though you haven't been living just like you know that God wants you to live, if I had a hand raising tonight, you would say, God's took care of me. I sat in the service going on 34 years ago. The Holy Ghost spoke. I was away from God. I didn't know God. I say away from God, great God. I never had known God. The Holy Ghost spoke and said, I've showed you my hand of kindness. Now I'm going to show you my hand of wrath. Sister Shaw, I stood there shaking like a leaf in a March wind. And I said, great God, if it's been kindness where I've been, what's it going to be when wrath comes? Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me. Thou bids me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. I want you right now tonight. I hesitate from making hundreds and hundreds of altar calls through the years like these other brethren. But I want it to be 100% tonight. You say, I'm too old. God won't help me. Yes, he will, sir. Brother MacDonald, I've done too much. He'll forgive you. I've said too much. I've tried it before. Try it again. While they're singing tonight, we've got, you know, we're going to come, yes, and thank God for providing and thank God for meeting the needs. But I'm asking everyone in this building, I want you tonight, and I hesitate. But I want to encourage you tonight, when we come, when we begin to make that move, this audience does, I want you to make the move. I want you to come tonight. I want you to say tonight, I'm making up my mind. The Holy Ghost said, I'm go home a different way. I'm burdened down. What am I going to do? This is your night. This is your service. I want you to turn to the one next to you. And I want you to ask him to come. Let's do it. Sing it. Sing it if you will. Come on. Let's come. Come on. I want to ask you to come. I want you to step out right now, sir. On this side of the church right here, I feel God. On this side of the church, I want you to come, sir. While God talks to you. Come on right now. While God moves upon you. Everybody, we've got room enough to pray. Thy blood. Come on up here. Sir, God's waiting on you, lady. I want to make up my mind. I'm going to serve God. Would you come? Don't let the devil talk you out of it. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You've got to come by Christ. Sure, we want to thank God. Let's find us somewhere to talk. Brethren, just ever how you feel. Amen. Pray with these that have come. Let's talk to God right here this first night. I thank you, God, you've been good to me. To rid my soul of one dark spot.